This is North Coast News on KINS.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A public hearing is happening in Fortuna on January 2nd. City Council will meet to consider amending the city's comprehensive fee schedule to add a fee for the filing of notices of cultivation as required for personal marijuana cultivation within the city. All interested parties and members of the public are invited to attend and can be heard at the hearing. Plus, a copy of the agenda and full staff report can be found at friendlyfortuna.com. That's friendlyfortuna.com. The meeting starts at 6 that night in council chambers. It will likely be a working week for cleaning crews at some area schools after that norovirus outbreak that shut a number of them down early for winter break. The latest to do so were Eagle Prairie Elementary and Monument Middle School, both in the Rio Dell School District, Ridgewood and Cutton Schools in the Cutton School District, and Fieldbrook Elementary School. They all closed Friday morning. It brings to 18 the number of Humboldt County schools closed due to a norovirus outbreak that first appeared last week. There's no cure for the virus, which generally passes on its own within a few days. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention notes it can't be treated with antibiotics because it's viral rather than bacterial. Symptoms include nausea, fever, vomiting, stomach pain, diarrhea. Infected people typically show symptoms within 12 to 48 hours of exposure. Infectiousness is thought to last at least 24 hours after recovery. Wrapping up the year with some good news on the jobless front in Humboldt County. The unemployment rate dipped in November, down from a record rate in October. The employment rate for last month, 3.4%, down from a rate of 3.6% in October. The number of unemployed in the county dropped from 2,270 to 2,140 between those 2 months. County employers picked up 100 jobs month to month and 300 jobs year to year. Some state regulators, lawmakers, and cannabis industry groups split on whether pot farms should be capped at 1 acre per person. Three Democratic state lawmakers calling for legislative hearings on the matter as new cannabis rules take effect January 1st. Those in favor say the move would help smaller farmers not be forced out of the market by larger companies. Others say a cap is not mandated under the state's cannabis laws. California Department of Food and Agriculture releasing a review of its proposed emergency rules for cannabis cultivation last month. The new year will bring a new job for Deputy Public Defender Kelly Neal. She has been named by Governor Brown to become the next Humboldt County Superior Court judge. The person who's in that job now, Judge Timothy Cisna, is retiring next month. He has been on the bench for nearly 2 decades. Meantime, the 47-year-old Neal has been with the offices of the district attorney, county counsel, and the public defender, a graduate of the University of Missouri School of Law. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.